السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Allah Azza wa Jal has many names. Names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Asma'ul Husna, they teach us about the attributes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, so that we can connect with Allah Azza wa Jal, we can establish our relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal is Ar-Razzaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the provider of rizq. Allah azza wa jal, He is the sustainer. He is the one who provides the sustenance. Because of our ubudiyat and because of our abdiyat, we have many needs. And we depend on Allah Azza wa Jal for our needs. Allah is our Rabb, and we are His Abd or Abid or Ibad. We are His servants. So we depend on Allah Azza wa Jal, whether we want or not. Whether we like or we don't like. Whether we request, we don't request. We depend on Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal, He fulfills our needs. The fact that we exist, that itself is a sign of our dependency on Allah Azza wa Jal. Our existence relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, depends on Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Ar-Razzaq. He is the one who provides. Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for the needs of our body. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He provides for the needs of our ruh, our soul. Our body has certain needs, and our ruh also has certain needs. Then, in terms of the body, different parts of the body have different needs. In terms of ruh, different aspects of our ruh have different needs. This is part of our iman. When this iman becomes strong, then we will rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, which is tawakkul. Iman is to have that yaqeen in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and tawakkul is to have that reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. That we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves the people of Iman. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He loves the people who have tawakkul. يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, those who rely on Him. This Iman has benefits. And the absence of iman has harms. Tawakkul has benefits. And the absence of tawakkul has harms. When a person has tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal, a person will have peace of mind. He knows that all my needs will be fulfilled by Allah Azza wa Jal. My current needs, and also my future needs. My needs in the future, Allah is going to fulfill them. So Allah has been taking care of me, and Allah will take care of me. So a person will have peace of mind. As a human being, we have worries. That is natural. Because we live in the alam of asbab. We live in the alam of asbab. So we have to take means. And we have to do due diligence. We have to do some work. But in the back of our mind, we have the yaqeen that Allah told me to do something, I am doing something. But end of the day, Allah will take care of me. So, although we might have some worry because of our human nature, but then we will have peace of mind. This is the difference between a kafir and a mu'min. Mu'min can also have worry, being a human being. But this worry will not be overwhelming. This worry will not destroy him. This worry will not cause big harm to him. This worry will make him work, will make him do some effort. We are required to do effort in order to sort out the affairs of our life. But at the same time, we are required to have tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is a fine balance. One extreme, we do nothing. And we become lazy. And we justify our laziness by saying that, oh, I rely on God. Right? Some young people do nothing. Well, mashallah, you are a young man. You have all the time, all the energy. Go and do something. Right? Help yourself. Help your family. No, everything is fine. Allah is taking care of me. This is on the lips. What is in the heart? I don't want to wait, get up. You know, it's cold outside. It is cozy inside. So we can become lazy and we can justify our laziness and give it a different name. Well, we are just fooling ourselves. This is one extreme. Do nothing and then try to justify it. Another extreme is just go after it day and night. Day and night. Neglect our family, neglect our community, neglect our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, neglect ourselves. Right? Some people, they go extreme and then neglect themselves. A friend of mine, he used to know a businessman. So, he used to consider like sitting with family and eating food, waste of time. Right? I should be working. So what he used to do, he used to keep some peanuts in his pocket. Whenever he is hungry, he will take some peanuts and eat. And then he will drink some water. Khalas, no longer hungry, let's continue the work. Okay. You do it once, you do it twice, fine. Like once in a while, sometimes we are busy, sometimes there is something urgent that has to be addressed. Okay, no problem. You can even skip a meal. Not a big deal. But can this become a regular habit? A person does not find time to sit with his family, have a meal with his family. Forget about the family, about himself. Does he not deserve to sit nice and comfortable and enjoy the food? End of the day, what is the work for? To have peace of mind and to enjoy the beauty of this life. So does he not deserve himself? he did that for so long, then after some time he had pain in his stomach, severe pain in his stomach. So he went to the doctor. So doctor told him, something is wrong with your stomach, but we can't figure out because this does not usually happen. Right? So we have extreme, this extreme, that extreme. Keep working. As if it is only my work which is going to sustain me. Only my effort which is going to help me. But what about Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah does not sleep, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah does not get tired, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not sleep. Allah is always there, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawakkul is in between. And that is a challenge. The challenge is to do what we can and do what we are supposed to do. But then rely on Allah Azza wa Jal and realize that it is Allah Azza wa Jal whose will prevail. End of the day, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You do not will except what Allah wills. You have intention, no doubt, but there is intention of Allah Azza wa Jal. End of the day, the intention of Allah Azza wa Jal that will prevail. What is the benefit of having this tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal? A person will have peace of mind. A person will enjoy his life. A person will relax. And a person will not resort to any haram. Because when we don't have tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal, when the result, when the outcome becomes important, khalas, we can take any means, we can take any shortcuts. It is very unfortunate that people think that if I take shortcuts, if I just do that, what somebody is doing, if I just do this, what somebody else is doing, I'll be all right. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden something, if Allah Azza wa Jalla has made something haram, there is no barakah in that haram. No barakah whatsoever. Sometimes we see something from one side and we get amazed. Oh, look at this man. He is so successful because he has this, he has this, he has this. Well, this is one side of the story. If he is following the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, then fair enough. But if he is not following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how successful he might look, that is one side of the story. There are many aspects of his life we don't know. In fact, although he looks very successful, his life can be in misery. You don't know the reality. I have studied some people and their lives. So from outside, it looks very nice. What is going on in their life? with their family, with their children, their relationship with their parents, their relationship with God, the relationship with themselves, are they satisfied with themselves? Believe me, that will open so many questions which they cannot answer. That's why the beauty of the Quran, that in the Quran Allah Azza wa Jal has taught both. Allah Azza wa Jal has encouraged us to do amal. In the Quran, amal is there. And at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal has encouraged us to have tawakkul. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will make a way out for him. And Allah will give him rizq from where he never imagined. This balance is needed. We need to understand this balance. And we also need to educate our young people about this balance between the amal and also tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal, we know that nobody can benefit and nobody can cause harm. La nafi'a illa Allah. When a person does not have tawakkul, then anything can attract him. When a person does not have tawakkul, then anything can scare him. Anything can attract him, and also anything can scare him. Somebody asked me recently about rings. You know, people wear rings. And sometimes you have stones with the rings. Sometimes people assume that if I have this stone, this will bring this luck to me. Right? If I have this stone, let's say I will have lots of children. I have this stone, I will have lot of money. I have this stone, this... The beauty of Islam, that we have clear path. We have clear path. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. Superstition, you know, assumptions, waham, unscientific methods, not in Islam. There are means and there are asbab that are well known. Go for it, no problem. You want to have children, get married. Right? Asbab, whatever the asbab you take. You want to have more money, well, do the business, work hard with honesty, whatever is necessary for succeeding in your business, no problem. But then rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, that it is Allah whose will prevail. Nobody can impose anything on Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter what. Even what the kuffar do, they are doing with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are not doing against the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even what is evil, it cannot happen against the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is evil, it is evil, no doubt. But does it mean that Allah has no power? Allah has no control? Allah has all the power, Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the control. And for wisdom, Allah knows, Allah permits certain things to happen. Allah Azza wa Jal, He permits certain things to happen, and they happen. But because something evil is happening, it doesn't mean that Allah is not in charge. Allah is full in charge. In fact, because He is God, He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He permits good, He also permits evil. Because good does not cause Him any benefit, and evil does not cause Him any harm. Good does not do any good to Him, and evil does not do any evil to Him. He does not get affected, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He doesn't care. He allows for a while, for as long as He wills. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Al-Qahir, He is Al-Muqtadir. He has all the power and all the control. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to have understanding of deen. And may Allah Azza give us tawfiq to have the balance in our life. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.